And welcome back on Husker Radio, Coyote Wine, 1240 AM and 106.1 FM. It's Tristan Winder. Please sit down now with America's career coach, nationally syndicated host of The Ken Coleman Show, and author of From Paycheck to Purpose, and one of our proud affiliates with the Ramsey Solutions. It's Ken Coleman joining us here. Ken, we appreciate the time, and it's good to talk to you.
Well, thanks for having me. Thrilled to be with you.
Now, Ken, can you give us a little bit of background on yourself for some of our listeners that maybe aren't familiar with you?
Yeah, sure. They call me America's Career Coach. It's a fun little title, but the bottom line is I'm host of The Ken Coleman Show and a best-selling author, and I help people discover what they were created to do when it comes to their work, because there is purpose in work, and then I help them do it very, very well. So it's about purpose and peak performance, and there's so many people in this world who spend their whole lives doing a job that's okay, a job that's safe, it pays okay, provides, but they know there's something more there. And that's the question we take on for people. Why am I here? The answer is to live on purpose in your relational and your professional life. And we take on that professional side of things, knowing that when a person is fulfilled in their professional life, it has a extremely positive impact on their personal life. And so we help them uncover what that role is, and then help them get there.
Ken, if you don't mind, tell us about your book, From Paycheck to Purpose.
Yeah, so in that title, From Paycheck to Purpose, we really take on the two emotions that are attached to work. First is provision. We need to provide for ourselves or for others, and that's the paycheck. We absolutely have to have that. And we love to have a big one, the biggest one possible. But there's more, as I was saying just moments ago. And the purpose piece is about contribution. We all want to make a contribution to this world. We really do. We want to give something back. And so we take on those two emotions in the seven stages of the book: get clear, get qualified, get connected, get started, get promoted, get the dream job, give yourself away. And the seven stages show people a very clear path to doing what they were created to do, to make the income that they desire, but also to make the impact that they desire. There is money and there is meaning Monday through Friday, and life is too short to live for the weekend. So the book is the guide up the mountain to your professional pinnacle. Very practical, also inspirational, but it shows you the clear path that it is in fact possible. There's still time, no matter who you are, no matter where you are, to do what you were created to do.
Of course, Ken, everybody wants to find that dream job, and it kind of begins with clarity. What are a few unique gifts that we all have that can help us get things clear?
Yeah, how do we get clear and really understand who we are uniquely? What's our unique combination? We'll first have to understand the elements. The three elements are, one, talent. This is, everybody's born with talent, and you can shape that into skill. Talent is what we do best, hard skills, people skills, character traits. That's talent. That's what we do well. And you need to think of those as premium power tools that will allow you to do work that you love. That's passion. That's the second element, passion. There's work, a type of task, a role that you play that you look forward to. When you're in the middle of it, time stands still, and you don't want to stop doing that work. You will suffer in order to do that work, suffer patience, suffer failure, suffer rejection because you long to do that work. That's passion. The third element is mission. All work creates results. So what are the results that you would love for your work to actually create, to produce, to put into the world? Results that matter deeply to you, that connect to your values. That's mission. And so when you can figure that out, who are the people I want to help, the problem they have, the desire they have, the solution to that problem or desire, that's mission. And so when talent, passion, and mission are in alignment, you're on purpose, and it looks like this. You are using what you do best to do work you love to produce results that matter to you. That's the dream job. And the income will be there because the impact is there as well. And that's how we get clear. Now, once we see that formula, now we can look to the marketplace and see multiple jobs, career paths, and even dream jobs that allow us to use what we do best to do work we love to produce results that matter to us.
Now, Ken, one of the biggest hurdles to a job change or even a pivot with a job can be getting qualified. It can be extremely overwhelming for folks, I can imagine. So what can we do to help get qualified and answer some of the questions we might have in making a plan with a job pivot or a change in occupation?
There are four basic questions. We call them the four qualifying questions that we unpack in the book, and they are, What do I need to learn? That's the education question. What do I need to do? That's the experience question. How much is that going to cost me? That's the economic question. And then how long is this going to take me? That's the expectation question. Now, what do we need to learn? Many people make the mistake of assuming that they need a college degree or a graduate level degree. Well, that may not be the case. And so I want you to truly dive into this and ask yourself, is a degree the only way to get where I want to go? Or is a degree the best way to get where I want to go? If the answer is no to either one of those, great news. There are ways to get qualified for a whole lot less money and a whole lot less time. Then the experience question. People make a lot of mistakes in life by applying for something they don't have the experience for, and they've got to be willing to do something lower on the ladder in order to get the experience necessary to begin climbing the ladder. And of course, both of those categories are going to have a financial cost to them. Know the financial cost. Apply it to your budget and your reality. Then that's going to give you a timeline for how long it's going to take. And when you know the answer to those four questions, you've got yourself a plan, and it's not scary anymore. It's not this big unknown. It is possible, and now you can get after it.
Again, we're blessed to have Ken Coleman, America's Career Coach, joining us here on KODY, talking about his new book, Paycheck to Purpose. And Ken, can you tell us about the importance of networking if you're considering a career change or perhaps a career shift?
Yeah, I love this question, and I want to put a spin on networking. We all understand what that means, but I want people to connect instead of network. If we can stop networking and start connecting, here's what's going to happen. We're going to get better results. You know, networking will eventually yield something, but it feels very relationship vampire. You know, I'm out to just get something for me, and it's just connecting without any intention to relate and to learn. And that's networking. That's checking something off your list. I want you to connect with people from a relationship standpoint, to show up and say, I'm going to be a human sponge. I want to learn from you. I want to get some wisdom from you, some direction, and some other connections. Will you help me? And the answer is most people, successful people who are where you want to be, they'll help you in that area. And so we want to drive towards connections where I go deeper and as a result get more knowledge, more wisdom, which will eventually turn into opportunities.
Now, sometimes, Ken, it can be really difficult to get this process started. Why is this something that's so hard for us from time to time?
Yeah, because fear and doubt really come after us. It's very normal. When we get to the moment where we got to start out on the path, we've gotten clear, we've gotten connected, we've gotten qualified, we've gotten connected, and yet here's an opportunity and we're still afraid of failure. We're afraid of rejection. You know, will they like me? Do I have what it takes? That's the voice of fear and doubt that we kind of hear. And what happens is because when we start out on a path, there are still unknowns. The timeline is unknown. The results are unknown. And that's terrifying for so many people. And there's this human element that we have where we're more okay with being miserable, not happy, than we are being uncomfortable and taking on the adventure, and taking on the unknown. And that's what stops so many people from getting on the playing field of life. They'd rather sit on the bleachers and watch other people do it.
Now, Ken, some people that are listening or some people that some of this may apply to, they're already in the right field for their dream job, but they're just maybe a promotion or two away. What can those people do right now to control their advancement to that position and secure that dream job?
Yeah, I like that you mentioned the word control there, because I think that's the key to control what you can control. And what you can control is your attitude and your effort. And we write two chapters on this in the book. Bottom line is you got to win the now or there is no next. So have an attitude of gratitude, to be thankful that you got in, you're on the ladder, and now that means you've got an opportunity. Be grateful for that. Don't be so obsessed about the next that you miss what you need to do in the now. We've got to win the now, and we do that with a great attitude, number one. And then we've got to have an effort to learn everything we can learn, serve and help everybody we can help, grow, get better, keep getting better, and focus on the five qualities that we write about in the book: being likable, being coachable, being reliable, being adaptable, and being honorable. You do those things with a spirit of gratefulness, it's going to be impossible to hold you down. You will get promoted.
Ken, where can folks learn more about you and maybe get some career coaching? And where can they find the new book, Paycheck to Purpose?
Yeah, so you can get the book wherever books are sold. It's out nationally. You can get it on Amazon. You get it at kencoleman.com, and you can get the Get Clear Career Assessment, which will help you with that first stage, getting clear, and then the book becomes the guide up the mountain to your professional pinnacle. That's a great bundle at kencoleman.com. You can't get that anywhere else. And then we'd love for them to join the Ken Coleman Show, whether that's here on your great talk station, the podcast of the show, SiriusXM. It's on YouTube as well. And if they want coaching, the great news is they can call that toll-free number at the website, 844-747-2577. And we'll coach them up right there on the air and give them some great free counseling and coaching.
Ken, is there anything else you'd like to add today, sir?
I'm just so grateful you guys had me on. I appreciate you being a part of the mission of the Ken Coleman Show. And, you know, I want people to understand that you do have a unique role that you need to fill. The world needs it from you. And there is purpose in your work because there are people on the other end of that work that only you can reach and only you can affect. And you need to understand that your greatness is in your uniqueness. So fill that unique role, do it to the best of your ability, and you're going to get to the end of your life and reminisce. You won't regret.
Ken, we sure appreciate the time. Congratulations on the book, and look forward to talking to you again down the road, sir.
Anytime. Thanks for having me.